Good morning, Power Hour Nation. So good to be with you. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. Really good to be with you, I should say. It is comforting to even feel you out there in times like these. Is it difficult for you? I mean, I've gotten tons of calls from people. I've had to stop looking at stuff. I mean, that's how I feel about it. It's been, it's too much information. There's too much. I guess this is how Antifa felt when Trump got elected. You know, they felt like the world's coming to an end. But, the world does not revolve around one man. And America does not revolve around one man. And, I do not know what's going to happen in the next 10 days. I do not know what's going to happen in the next 10 months.
10 minutes?
10 minutes, I have a good idea. So we'll stick to there. And, we're here to talk about the news, and we have a great guest today, James McCanny. We'll get his perspective. And we're going to talk about what you can do, because this show, I never wanted this show to be just a gripe session and just complain about. We're not victims. And I don't like some of the, especially shows like this, they turn into victimhood or just, you know, overblown gripe sessions. I don't want that. We have power. We must use it. We must learn to use it better. If you want to be free, if you want your future for your children and what have you to be better and have goodness and hope and opportunity and all those things in it, if this offends you, there are a lot of other things you can do today. Then listen to the show. If it doesn't offend you, or maybe you want to hear it, this is important. Your power must be exercised towards liberty, or liberty will be destroyed. If you haven't figured that out now. And we've seen it in the history. So, well, God would never, well, God had a covenant with Israel. They got destroyed. They got scattered. The God had a covenant, and look at what has happened. When we leave the principles of liberty throughout history, what happens? So have we left the principles of liberty in this country? No, I would say no. I think there's a moral strength to this country. I think we've been tricked to a large extent. That's going to give us a certain amount of mercy. We're waking up, so people, now what are they going to do? So that's a two-edged sword. Because when you wake up and understand something, you can ignorantly be bowled over. And America has ignorantly been bowled over to some degree. Our fault, not our fault. But now we're conscious of it. So it's a double-edged sword. One, we're conscious of a lot of the fraud, and so that gives us power then to, or opportunity to exercise our power more readily, more easily. But at the same time, you also have the responsibility. Now, if you don't, now it's double. It's double, or it's probably five times worse. So it's like we have the argument about abortion and pedophilia. The two great banes with the public schools, you know, talk about institutional. The institutional bane of our existence is the public schools, the government schools, without question. The curse, the foothold, the fangs of our enemy that are in us, have partly been done by the schools, but even more so on a spiritual sense, the roots are abortion and pedophilia. Which one's worse? You know, we've had this discussion. And see, what I say for America, the one that's worse is abortion. And you say, well, why? How can that be worse? Well, I'll explain to you. It's just this getting to the point I'm getting at all this. And this goes, if you listened yesterday, the interview with David Icke was incredible. And really, I didn't know what David, you never know what David's going to say. I got lucky, and I think I got him to go down, I mean, a really good trail there. And it was really profound. And it made me feel good that not that he agreed with me on a lot of things, but the things he was saying, what have we been saying on the show about conviction, about your imagination, about your consciousness, about your, that's the same thing we've been trying to, project here. So getting back to abortion and pedophilia. Pedophilia is not accepted in our culture. And you say, well, it's going on. Yes, it's going on behind the shadows illegally and a lot of, we don't even know about and blah, 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 blah. Okay. But it's not accepted in our culture. No, line up everybody. Is this acceptable? No. Abortion is acceptable in our culture. That's worse. That's a worse mark and stain on our country. You line up 100 people. Is abortion acceptable? Is it acceptable that these people have abortions? You know, and somewhere 40 to 60% of them are going to say, yeah, that's acceptable that they choose that. That's acceptable. Is it acceptable that, yep, it's acceptable. It's a health care service, whatever. It's acceptable. Do you see the difference? And so the real spiritual bane of our existence, first and foremost, is abortion. The destruction of innocence is off the chart, as pedophilia is, but like I said, this is acceptable in our culture. So until this is not acceptable, we're going to have a spiritual hook on us. And it's like a weight, and it's like swimming with a 10-pound weight in your in swimming trunks, or 20-pound weight. You know, I don't know. It's very difficult. We're not drowning yet, but it's difficult. If the waves come up, we might drown. So those are the two things: your consciousness, your power, your will. What did David Icke talk about yesterday? Your will. You want something to change. How do you get something to change? I have never heard somebody put it in such simplistic, unbelievable terms anybody can understand. If you want the system or this world or whatever, our direction to change, then you must say no. What is the most important word? No. What have we said many times? The most important word is two letters. No. The most important word for America is hell no. 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 Get used to that word. You know, you don't like it when your five-year-old says it, but develop that. You know, I'm rethinking my how I raise my children. I want to encourage that no right now. I want to encourage them to be knowers. Mm-hmm. No. Well, you're stubborn. Well, okay. Maybe they need to be. No. Well, you need to do that. No. Well, you can't go in this. No. Well, for you to get this driver, no. The power of your will is what shapes the destiny of our nation. That's what David Icke went over yesterday. It was unbelievable. I encourage you. Also, Catherine told me to remind everybody, go to Brighteon, go to BitChute, YouTube. You know, we just, God Almighty. I mean, it's just a matter of time before we say the wrong thing. We're not even putting that much stuff up there. We are putting like links to our other things, but go see us on Brighteon, please. Brighteon, E-O-N, Brighteon.com, and look for the Power Hour and sign up for us there. You can see our interviews, share them. BitChute also. The attack is real, and we're going to go over some of these news stories, and James McKinney will be here. Uncle Kevin is here. Good morning, Uncle Kevin.
Good morning. Another great day in America.
I thought that David Icke, I've listened to several David Icke, a good many of his speeches and interviews. I thought that was one of the better ones I've heard yesterday.
Yeah, I agree.
Him.
It's like, what is it, wrangling cats?
Herding cats.
Herding cats.
Joyce knew about herding cats. Sister 10 cats. Joyce knew about that. That's funny.
He can go down some paths, David Icke. Man. Not that they're not wonderful. I love listening to him, you know?
I love David Icke.
Yeah.
Glad he came on. He's going to come on again here in the future. I'm very glad that we've got a good relationship with him and have him come on. He's so profound. But
sure is.
But what he said, is there anything stuck with you about he said?
Just it's simple as no. Just that's it. Simple as no.
The biggest story of the day, I think. Mm-hmm. Well, one, yesterday I debated if the biggest story of the day was Trump speaking yesterday. Well, that was about a big dud.
That was a firecracker that didn't go off. That's a waste of time.
That was an M80 that you threw down the toilet at the school and nothing happened.
Nothing happened. It was nothing.
I was talking about the wall. Nobody cares about that
stupid
wall.
Nobody cares about that stupid wall. It might be torn down in 6 months.
They're not going to tear it down.
No, I'm just saying it might.
No, they're not going to tear it down. They want to build more. It's all a game. They want that wall to keep us in at some point. But anyway, go ahead. what was your impression when he got done speaking, or he was speaking?
What a waste of my time.
I didn't even listen to it all.
No.
I got up and I got a phone call and something.
Yeah, I didn't listen to it. I'm guessing, get to the good stuff, you know. I didn't listen to him talk about the wall.
There was nothing good.
It was nothing good. Nothing.
The biggest story today, I think, looking at it first blush, Curt Schilling. Do you know who Curt Schilling is?
Sure do. Great pitcher.
Great pitcher, maybe Hall of Famer, borderline Hall of Famer. He's also extremely conservative and pretty outspoken.
And outspoken, yes.
He got fired for ESPN for being outspoken.
Of course he did.
His Twitter account is President-elect Curt Schilling. You know, kind of they're making fun of Biden, say he's president-elect.
Yeah.
Here's what he said yesterday on a tweet. We will be just fine, but want to let Americans know that AIG Insurance canceled our insurance due to my social media profile. The agent told us it was a decision made by and with their PR department in conjunction with management. So this wasn't some random person.
Oh, that makes them feel better.
Yeah. I'm glad that management got together and made this decision.
It was a group think decision.
The ramifications of this are legion.
Oh, over the top.
You may not think this is the big, this is, I mean, I'm pretty sure this is the biggest, this may be the biggest story of the month. Honestly, this may be bigger than the Biden inauguration. A corporation, I assume he pays his bill. I mean, he pays his bill. He has insurance, car insurance, health insurance, life insurance.
Yeah.
He has life insurance.
Sure.
He's probably
been there for 20, 30 years.
Probably.
I don't know.
Who knows? Did he make the Hall of Fame or he's a borderline Hall of Fame pitcher, if not Hall of Fame pitcher. He's a fantastic pitcher.
Just for that one series, he needs to be in.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
Carrying the White or Red Sox.
Yeah. Bloody ankle.
Yeah. This isn't Mary down at the bus stop or anything, you know, or Leroy or whatever, you know, just some random person. This is a Hall of Fame pitcher. On his social media, he is vocal, and they're saying, "Well, we don't want to be associated. You don't want to." So, if I'm have certain opinions, if I'm homosexual, you have to sell a house to me. If I'm, different race or whatever. If I have a different religion. If I'm Muslim, and I have certain opinions about, I express my Muslim opinions about Sharia law. You have to sell a house to me. You can't discriminate.
You have
to let me in your business. But if you're a quasi-Christian conservative,
you can do anything.
They can crucify him business-wise, politically, capital-wise.
Yeah. Cut his legs off.
So where is he supposed to get insurance? I mean, why is this so important? And some people tweeted, well, this is capitalism, and they don't want to incur the risk. Incur the risk?
Incur what risk?
They give insurance to pedophiles.
Yeah.
People convicted of pedophilia on the predator list.
Yeah.
Sexual predator list are insured by AIG.
Exactly.
So what?
And he's not going to get any recourse in the courts.
Well, we don't have courts anymore.
No. There's no rule of law unless it's on their face. You know.
No. And ladies and gentlemen, you know, I hate to even say this, but, you know, what we've learned, there is no rule of law in courts anymore.
Yeah.
The Supreme Court has told us that the union of our states does not exist anymore. You say, what are you talking about? I've talked about this extensively. I'll say it again if you're a new listener or if you're just you missed the other one. When the Supreme Court refused to hear the Texas case, what they defied was original jurisdiction of the Constitution. The states that came together to form the Union of our country, the 13 original colonies, were all individual sovereign, like a nation. They were like a sovereign individual nation.
13 of them.
And they came together in this confederation to create a constitutional republic. They gave up a little bit of their sovereignty. A little bit, very little, to do certain things, the federal government to defend, to do the mail, to do whatever. Part of the agreement, the social contract, the contract of our republic was that if there was a dispute between these sovereign state nations, nation states, I'll say that, That's a better way to say it. If there was a dispute between them, well, unlike in the Middle Ages when they go to war, we're not going to go to war. We're going to go to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court is going to hear our case and in a reasonable way is going to
adjudicate it. Yes.
That is the social contract of our constitutional republic. I don't care. Any retarded lawyer that wants to get up and say something different can, I mean, I don't want to get angry. I don't want to scream and I don't want to cuss, but they can go to, they can stick it.
They have
no idea what they're talking about.
They had to hear the case. It's simple as that. They had to hear the case.
Have to. Now they can, that don't mean they have to rule for them.
Right. They could have heard it.
And said, no, we disagree.
No, we disagree. And that would have been lawful.
But they did not even hear it because they did not want the evidence to get into the public record, correct, into the court.
Correct.
So their grievances were not heard in a public forum. So what does that do? So what is left? What's the only thing left for the state of Texas to get recourse for their grievances? What's the only thing left? They have two things. One, if they had a grievance against Pennsylvania, they declare open war on Pennsylvania.
That's right.
Or to secede.
That's it.
That's it.
Mm-hmm. That's it?
That's it. How else?
They took away the state's remedies.
It's like habeas corpus. They took away the habeas corpus for the states.
Right. And what's left? What's left? Anarchy.
And that's war. What we have.
Whatever.
Yeah. That's where we're at. This moment in time, ladies and gentlemen, if it's not rectified quickly or whatever, has set the die is now cast for civil war in America.
Absolutely.
That is my prediction. There is no other.
There's no other conclusion. We are not encouraging it, but that's your position.
No, it's just an observation.
Observation.
No, I'm not encouraging at all. I'm not encouraging any violence. Anything I've ever said to never be construed to violence. But Texas is considering violence.
Yeah.
I didn't say that. That's what the head of the Republican Party of Texas said.
Well, maybe
we need to secede.
Mm-hmm.
They said that. Why did they say that? Because everything I just told you is true. There is no rule of law in the United States of America anymore. Your will, the Declaration of Independence, has been thrown in the trash can.
Correct.
We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men are created equal, endowed by the Creator with certain unalienable rights.
And they're engaged in interstate commerce all the time. Where are they going to take their grievances to?
Where?
They can't.
Where are they going to go? Why do I say that? Because what you said about getting back to Curt Schilling. Well, if Texas cannot get an original jurisdiction case in the courts, what makes you think Curt Schilling?
Or Donald Trump.
Okay, yeah, Donald Trump can get a case.
Bank shutting down Trump's accounts.
Deutsche Bank, Signature Bank of New York, has closed Donald Trump's accounts.
Bank accounts.
Let that sink in.
Yeah.
Closed his accounts because he said, we're going to go down to the Capitol and let our let Congress know our opinion, give them the strength to do the right thing.
Right.
Are you serious? Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
So what court is going to uphold? Donald Trump can't even get his case in any court.
Nope.
That's a joke.
Yeah.
So what's Curt Schilling going to do? Why is this so important? You say, well, that's Curt Schilling. That's I wish I had that. Why do I not have the Declaration of Independence? Oh, here. I don't know if I can read it. I got a copy of original one, but I don't know if I can read it in that writing. It's too small. I want to read during the break. I'm going to find this and I want to read the part of the Declaration of Independence that follows that sentence. The most important sentence written in about two millennium was written Thomas Jefferson and the crew in the Declaration of Independence. The sentence after it is almost as important. And it goes directly to this. And David Icke yesterday was talking about you have to get rid of the fear of death. Now, getting rid of the fear of death that's almost impossible. I don't want to say impossible. That's not what I'm saying. It's very difficult. It's a very enlightened way you have to, but it's much easier to find something that is more important than your life, that you're willing to set, like your children. See, you'd sacrifice to save your children. You would sacrifice your life to save your children. It's not that you're afraid of death or not afraid of death. It's that you're, you feel saving your children is more important than your life. Okay. Well, that's what we need at this point. This is what we need to develop in this country. This is what we've talked about. Conviction. Conviction will win out. And I'm going over this and I've talked about this ad nauseum because this, I'm not here to gripe. I'm not here to bellyache. I'm here to build on the legacy of Joyce, and the power that she established on independent media and independent radio is legendary. And the power that is in this audience and the prayer for power must be expanded. And that power centers around exactly what David Icke talked about yesterday. I believe to be able to come to the point where you don't fear death is maybe a little unfair to expect that. But you get to the point where you find something that is more important than your life. And that's why I talk ad nauseum about these things in the foundation of our country and comparing them and showing them to the news that this is a direct affront, that this is what our founders thought, that this is Patrick Henry, that this is it. There is nothing else. This is the Lexington Green here. My wife just walked in with the Declaration of Independence. She must be listening.
Ask and you shall receive.
Wow, that was great. She is listening. She listens today. That's fantastic. We're going on a break, so I'll get it, and then we'll be able to talk about this point. You must, for America, for our future, for everything that you value, I promise, you must find something that is more valuable and worth sacrificing for that's greater than your life. That's why I said that the Declaration of Independence is more valuable than everybody who is listening, their physical life. It is more valuable than that by magnitudes, and getting you to understand that. That is the most important thing I can do on this show. And we're to that point. Kurt Schilling, we'll get into more talk about Kurt Schilling. That's Chinese social credit system. These corporations are enacting it outside of law. They're just doing it.
Outside of law, that's illegal what they're doing.
Well, but it doesn't matter. We don't have a rule of law.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to the Power Hour. James McCanney later, and the Declaration of Independence. You're going to want to hear this.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone, or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com, or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
I've been taking the Curcumin for so many years. I'm up there in age, and I don't have any aches or pain. I haven't taken aspirin or anything of that nature for so many years. If I get a little nagging and I feel maybe a headache's coming on, I'll take about 5 or 6 Curcumin, and it's gone. Pain is inflammation. I have always found that if I just take 5 or 6 Curcumin, it'll blow it away within 15 minutes.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Now more than ever, we need your support. Jay's standing by to take your call. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregarest and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
If you eat your Mammoth food on a semi-regular basis, you're probably getting better quality food and healthier for your body than you're eating now.
Your products are GMO-free. There's no added MSG and no chemical preservatives or high fructose corn syrup. And you also have gluten-free products as well.
We have a great variety of very high-quality products.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the True Wild Oregano Oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
I'll repeat the same thing I said, was it yesterday or the day before? I've been told by some of my contacts, although, you know, my contacts said Trump's going to win, too. But, you know, they've also changed that. You know, this is not an A to B straight line situation. They've not walked off that, but as time went on, everything changed. This is not a linear thing. Well, if Trump just, it's not like that. It's not like you think it is. This is war. And they don't feel as confident, obviously, they haven't in the past few days. And obviously, you know, we'll see. I'm not saying.
It ain't over.
It ain't over, right.
That lady has not sung yet.
I'm just saying, my contacts have been very good, especially when it comes down to lockdown. We were extremely accurate from the very first moment the lockdown started last year. We gave you a timeline and told you, you know, it's going to go to the summer, then what, mm-hmm. then kind of wane, then come back in the bubble. We were generally fairly accurate.
Yep.
And so, the same people are telling us that we're looking at a lockdown like we've never seen in America that's going to start fairly soon.
Biden gets in.
No. He didn't say either way. I didn't ask him, but he didn't say either way of that.
I just assumed it.
Yeah. No. And it's going to last maybe till the summer, beginning of the summer. So why do I tell you that?
Prepare.
Yeah, the Power Mall. We got thepowermall.com. If you need something, and you know, financially, I know that's kind of embarrassing to say that. Well, we want you to be able to get what you need. So just kind of talk to Jay, whatever. We'll see if we can get you some discounts. We do have a lot of things on sale. We also got to pay the bills here. You know how it works. We're supported by you. You buying the products allow us to be here. Period. We do not get checks. Again, AIG, the insurance company who screwed Kurt Schilling over, they're not writing us a check. They don't have a commercial on our network to be able to pay for this.
No.
You do. What does that do? It allows me to say pretty much whatever I want. That's it.
Bingo.
So, isn't that what you want? Thepowermall.com. Get prepared. Food storage. Water filters.
Food storage.
Highly recommend.
Huge. And water.
The food situation.
Food and water. Huge.
I've been in the food situation. I know I told you last year that it looks, I'm telling you, it looks like there's going to be a problem. Okay.
Yeah.
That's that. I'm also hearing that from my contacts, but I'm telling you that from my
personal
knowledge of the industry and what we're seeing. It looks like there's going to be a problem. You say, well, you've said that. Okay. Yeah. Oh, fine. I did say that. I'm just telling you, it still looks like there's going to be a problem.
Mm-hmm.
I can't tell you how delighted I am. My wife brought this book in. She brought me a copy of the Declaration of Independence. Do you know where she brought it from? It's from my daughter's history book, fourth grade history book in her homeschool.
Yeah, that's good.
In her homeschool, they memorize, we hold these truths to be self, they're working on that right now to memorize that we hold these truths to be self-evident sentence. Is that awesome or
that
what?
That is awesome.
I think that's fantastic. Awesome. Okay, I'm going to read this, and the first part of this is, is somewhat in the American consciousness, even though schools have tried to get it out. But the second part is almost just as important. And I'll read this whole couple sentences here. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. Now again, the created equal, what does that mean? That means they're equal in their dominion. It doesn't mean that everybody has everything equal.
Yeah.
That's not what it means. It means we're individuals, but we're created equal in that individuality and in that dominion. You have individual dominion over your destiny and your choices and your pursuit of happiness. That's what that means. That is very profound. That is, very dynamic, and there's nothing like it in the, annals of history for a long time for government. There's nothing like it, nothing comparative. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights. It doesn't say inalienable. Unalienable and inalienable are two different words. That among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. That whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it and to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. I'll continue on. I'll pause right here for a second. I kind of know most of this, but I don't know it by heart, so I just wanted to read exactly what the words were. Why are they trying to tag everybody who protested the election with a insurrection label, with a terrorist label? Because they're afraid of this sentence. They're afraid of this charter. They're afraid of this sentence that it is the right of the people to alter, that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends. Okay, what did I just... I've talked quite often now about this Texas case. What has the federal government done? It has become destructive of the ends of our constitutional republic. It's obvious. It's self-evident. I mean, it's inarguable. It is inarguable. And if somebody wants to argue something different, they're a moron. They're a shill and they're an idiot. They have shown that they are destructive of the ends of our constitutional republic. Just ask the state of Texas, or Texas state, I should say. If that's true, this is not me speaking. This is Thomas Jefferson and the like and the boys and our founders. It is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it and to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. These New World Order shills fear that sentence more than anything in this world. They fear that you will believe this sentence, that this will become more important to you than your life. Because they know. How do they know? Just look back 250 years ago.
Yeah.
They know if 3-5% of the population believe that this sentence is more important than their life, and they wake up and see it through the lens and the prism of current events, that they are done.
Yeah, they're in big trouble.
They fear this sentence, written by them ignorant agrarian
slave-owning
retards from 250 years ago.
Hemp-growing,
whatever. They fear what they wrote more than anything. except maybe parts of the Bible, and not even the whole Bible, just parts of the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
They fear this sentence. Now, more to the point to you, what usually happens, prudence, indeed, will dictate that governments long established should not be changed for light and transient causes. And accordingly, all experience hath shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations pursuing invariably the same object evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right.
Yep.
It is their duty.
Yep.
To throw off such government and provide new guards for their future security. You want to know what the New World Order is afraid of? I just read it to you.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what our founders went through. How many times did they petition England? How many times did they petition England for redress of?
Repeatedly.
Repeatedly. To nauseam. And they got no, and they just kept on clamping down more and more and more. Exactly what's happening today.
And the reports that went back to London before they finally decided to have gun control. We've talked about this too. This is very key. In 1774 to 75, the reports went back to London. It took weeks to get a report back to London. Mm-hmm. The reports were going back to London that the Americans were cowardly. They would never fight the crown. And that basically we can roll over them.
Yeah, they're weak.
More or less we can roll over them. That was the reports.
Mm-hmm.
Do you not think that the New World Order, that's the exact reports going to them right now? See, look what they may have done. They won't even stick up for Donald Trump. They won't even, they're just letting us do this. They're just, do you not think it's the exact same thing? And so the order came down from the crown. Okay, go for it. Go for the throat. Take their guns.
Yep.
Okay, let's do it. Now, we're going to neuter them. We're going to defang them right now.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to show them. We're going to bring them to heel.
Yep.
We will bring them to heel. And John, what's the guy's name? Parker was the head of the American militia. I can't remember, but the head of the 700 men, 700 elite fighting men, 700 elite fighting men. This should have been a Sunday stroll in the park for them.
Yes.
They thought they were going to go, and it was going to be boom, bada boom, bada bing, done.
Take the guns.
Done.
Mm-hmm.
And that the fighting spirit of America, they were going to rip it right out of them.
Yeah, take all their powder, take all their guns, and walk away with no problem.
And get Samuel Adams and get John Hancock.
They had warrants for him.
John Hancock and Samuel Adams were staying with Jonas Clark, the preacher in Lexington.
Mm-hmm.
And the word came from Paul Revere, and they asked him, will your people fight? He asked them, will your people fight? Because their life was on the line. You want to talk about people's lives on the line? Their lives were on the line, and they were coming not only to take the powder and guns, but to arrest and probably draw and quarter Samuel Adams and John Hancock, especially Samuel Adams. And they said, will your people fight? You want to know why we honor our founding fathers? You know why we give respect to them? Samuel Adams didn't run. He said he was going to run if they wouldn't fight. He was going to run. But will you fight? He was ready to stand and fight. Will you fight with us? Jonas Clark, the preacher of the church, said, I have trained them to do such. I have trained them to do such. And he said, okay, it's on.
It's on, yeah.
700, basically special forces, maybe a little dramatic, but...
Well-trained.
Well-trained.
Well-equipped.
Right. This is not just the regular army for Britain. This is the step up.
Yeah. The elite.
The elite. The special forces, for lack of a better word. Special forces of the Britain. I mean, they're not that trained, but you get what I'm saying. They came into Lexington. There was about 15-20 militiamen stood there. I mean, they just basically stood there. Who's fired the first shot? There's an argument. I've even heard James Perloff say, well, somebody stood it by the church and shot and started. It was a Masonic thing to start the war. Whatever. It doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. 9 people were killed, 8 injured, or reverse. And right there, they're heroes. Right there on the church. Right by the church. Where's the churches today? And then they thought, okay, well, we dispatched this. We'll just head right on the bridge.
Mm-hmm.
The bridge, the poem came later. By the rude bridge that arched the flood here, the breeze to April's flag unfurled. Here, once a battled farmer stood and fired the shot heard round the world. The shot heard round the world was by insufficiently manned militia that got slaughtered when they wanted to stop the British from going.
Yep.
They went across the bridge, and word spread like Sunday gossip.
And they came from...
And they didn't make it to Concord without being an open attack.
Yes.
And their plans and all their reports and everything they said was a lie.
That is correct.
And the American spirit that was foisted, that was burned into the hearts of those Americans, was put there by their preacher and the spirit of their God. Because something was more important to them than their physical life.
Yeah, their freedom.
Something was more important than their physical life. And this is what I am pleading with you. This is what I can elucidate and explain better than probably anybody that I hear on radio. And I'm just telling you, this is what I can do for you.
Mm-hmm.
Is I can explain this connection. And your connection to God and the covenant on this country and the Declaration of Independence and all this. I don't know of anybody that's doing it like this. And maybe I talk about it too much. But as David Icke said, you know, he's basically telling you the same thing that we've been trying to tell you.
Yeah.
So what is more important than your life? Anyway, so that happened in the Declaration of Independence and here we are.
Here we are. And in the same place almost.
And Patrick Henry screaming prophetically in that hall, is the price of freedom to be purchased at the price of, see, I'm messing up my quotes, I'm a little out of sorts, but right. Is to be purchased at the price of change, is freedom to be purchased at the price of change and slavery? So is that the price of free, or our lives, is that the price of life? That we must be in chains, we must be in slavery, we must be under our corporate overlords. Is that the price of life?
It looks like it's coming.
Well, forbid it. I don't know what course others may take.
Yep.
But as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
Bingo.
That's why we honor our founders.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we build statues. You know, I don't necessarily agree with statues to people, but this is why we honor them. This is why we reflect on them. Because of what they did and what they believed and what they gave to us, an inheritance. You ever have something special that means something to you and you pass it down to your children or to your grandchildren and they don't really understand it? One, there's no way they can understand it when they're young, but then it's your job to kind of teach them a sense of why this is important. Well, that's what we should have done in America. And for some generations, they did. But at some point, it breaks, and then school, and then our influence and family, and blah, 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 and life has no meaning, and at school, we came from monkeys, and pretty soon, well, what does it matter what a bunch of agrarian hicks said 250 years ago? So that's where we are. So now we have to reinstill this idea and this concept into our, and why this is important. Well, I'm handing this document to you. I'm handing this most precious inheritance to you, and now somebody has to explain this to the rising generation. And these schools, their great sin, it's not that they're not teaching it, it's that they're even worse, they're teaching the opposite.
The opposite, yeah.
So it's worse.
It's worse, yeah, way worse.
And so here we are. Kurt Schilling doesn't have insurance anymore.
Yeah. We went around the circle and Kurt...
So what's the point of all this? Kurt Schilling doesn't have insurance anymore.
Yeah. And pretty soon you won't, probably, and worse.
Well, HSBC just said if you don't wear your mask, we may cancel your account too.
Yeah, you got to come in here with a mask, and if you don't wear one,
we'll cancel your account.
And
we do have a caller, Laura Lee in Montana. Laura Lee in Montana, it's so good to hear from you. What's on your mind?
Wonderful. I'm so glad to hear you guys, and thank you for everything you do
for
our nation. And let freedom ring.
Absolutely.
I feel like we have solutions that we need to put into place. One is industrial textile hemp. Every farmer should be growing it. It's legal. You need a permit, but we're able to get the seeds. Montana has started. It's going to be an alternative resource. Medical marijuana. Vineyards, orchards, greenhouse gardens, gardens in the ground, wallapenis 15 feet down if you have to. You know what I mean? There's so much we can do to prepare ourselves without their help. And maybe succession is in the future. I know several states are discussing it because it might become a reality. And you guys are on the right track. We need to find solutions and be self-sufficient and take care of our own and get a hold of our sheriff. I did. I got a hold of my sheriff. I went and met him. I begged him to go to the seminar, gave him a constitution, gave him the book. You know what I mean? I'm trying to help our community because people are unaware. You know, you need to bring them to this awareness. We are powerful. We are empowered. We are more than them.
What the cops
say? He was, you know, he was receptive. He was nice. I told him I want him behind me because I won't wear a mask. And I feel like that's our right to be able to breathe fresh, clean air and not our own carbon dioxide, which is giving little kids lung infection, along with vapes. You know, they never talk about vapes, but they're detrimental to our health. They're terrible. I, myself, got double pneumonia and almost died from it. So I'm here to tell you, I've had every virus. I have MS, Lyme, every kind of disease, virus. It's always been run its course. You can't take antibiotics. You can't, you know, no vaccine. Now they're saying we have to. It's BS. We know it. And trot them, you guys. God's with you. Daniel, there is a package in the mail coming. Please open it. I've sent my frequency copper tools. They help me. They help everyone I know. I don't care about the money. I care about people's health.
Well, thank you so much, Laura Lee. Don't hang up. Stay right there. You brought up something. I talked to Deborah Tavares for a little bit last night, I told her I interviewed David Icke, and she was very curious to hear what David Icke had to say. Everybody, you know, not just you guys, but the other guests, they all want to know what David, everybody wants to know what David Icke said.
David Icke. Yeah.
So I told her a little bit about, what he said, and she brought up kind of what you reminded me by what you said. She said, he should have said one other thing. She said, you have to be separate. If you're going to make decisions against the system, if you're going to make these important decisions, you have to be independent of the system as much as possible to be able to do that. And that was was as profound as what
so important
David Icke said. So what you're saying, you have to be able to have your own food source or whatever. You have to be able to, you know, what happens? She asked the question, well, what's it going to be when you can't get a driver's license if you don't have your COVID vaccine card, or you can't do this, or you can't do that? I mean, that's what they're planning. I mean, that's what they're planning, ladies and gentlemen.
And we need to say we have the right to travel and be on our way without anything standing in our way. That's our right.
And yes, it's our land.
As far as the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, I taught my girls homeschooling. Kudos for you, Tristan, because, get out of the schools. And they graduated, and one's in college, and it's faster. And you don't have to deal with their stuff. So,
I mean, these are the choice. I think what you're saying, Laura Lee, is extremely important. I'm glad you're saying it instead of me saying it all the time. This is, You want to know this? Laura Lee is telling you the solution. There's not some glamorous, press the button here. It's not like the easy button, like at Staples, like that commercial. This is the solution. The solution is that if they want you to do X, then you do Y. If they want you to be here, then you be there. That's the solution. You do not go inside their fence. You go outside their fence. That's the solution.
Yeah. Anyway, Don't play in their sandbox.
Don't play in their sandbox, like Joyce always used to say.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yep.
Last thought is yours, Laura Lee.
Well, I hope everybody becomes aware that we are God's children. We have his blood running through our veins. And we are powerful, and that's why your radio show is Power Our Nation. God bless everybody. Daniel, please call me.
My card is in the package. But before you hang, do not hang up. Give your phone number to Todd. Todd, are you there, Todd?
Okay.
Todd, are you there? Okay. Okay, do not hang up, Laura Lee. He's going to get your phone number. There you go. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a wonderful day.
Yes, ma'am.
Bless you.
Same to you.
We got about a minute or so. What a call.
Yeah, beautiful.
What's your thoughts about what she said?
I got one word, Tom Palladino.
What about him? Well, would you get Tom Palladino out of all that?
I'll tell you.
Oh, you're talking about for her?
For her.
Yeah. That you can try Tom Bell. Yeah, we're going to get your number. We're going to talk to you. There's the music, ladies and gentlemen. James McCanney, the great James McCanney on the other side.
James.
And you have power, and God is with you. And greater be them that with us than with them. That's just the way it is.
Mm-hmm.
God bless you. You're listening to the Power Hour. Stay tuned.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.